Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome night. Y'all, we got a good show tonight. Got my girl from Bravo TV, reality star. Got Jewel Tankin rolling up in here with me today, of course, you know. Got a little dirt, little gossip, little reality. Gonna have MJ up in here with me today. But I want to tell my supporters thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting me as my platform continues to grow. Remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking. And as I tell people, if you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself around positive energy. Remember, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out. This is your life, your dream, your reality. Also, I want to quickly remind everybody that if you are in the Houston area and you want to play women's professional football, Houston Power is starting their training camp. And just definitely check out the website. Go to www.HoustonPowerFootball.com or just hit me up at OpenTalk2Yahoo.com. Think you got what it takes to hang with the good girls? That's what you got to do. All right, y'all. I got a little treat for y'all tonight. Going to give y'all a blast from the past. Also going to give you a little scramble. But before I get to that, got to roll with my girl, MJ. Hey, MJ.
What's going on?
Where my little MJ at?
He right here.
Let's put it on the table, girl. Let's talk about our pretty ladies of Atlanta. Housewives, girl.
The reason of the year. Everybody was reading. Everybody. I'm like, ooh.
Girl. I know they had all kind of shades. Pull forward, drop down. They had all kind of stuff going on.
Like, good Lord, what is going on with these ladies? Are they on their periods or something?
Girl, I don't know, but they was cutting up. They had too much going on.
I've never seen an episode like that before.
Girl. And I was really surprised at Phaedra.
Yeah, I mean, she really going through some stuff right now. She's the queen of shade, but shade was just, like, endless.
You know what?
After Demetria for some reason. I don't know.
What did she say? What did Phaedra say back to Demetria when she said, I've been with mine for 8, and you're going to lose yours for 8. That's the only thing we got in common. Did Phaedra say something back on that?
Well, she was just saying, I guess hers is married and you want to be married, you know, in so many sense.
I don't understand why they got to travel together. I guess Bravo TV pay for all these trips.
Every show, they got to go somewhere.
Yeah, because there's no way after one or two disasters I would hang out with their tails no more.
Nah, me neither.
Yeah, I would leave that alone, but I don't know. Well, I don't think that did happen with them. What about my boo, Love and Hip Hop in New York? I tell you, my baby daddy is just all over the place, ain't he?
I need to slow his roll, dude. I mean, come on now. That was ridiculous. First of all, what trip when you got small kids, why would you go to Barbados? What's wrong with Disney? What's wrong with the Disney cruise?
That's a mom and
daddy
trip.
Seriously, you can go to Miami. You ain't have to go to Barbados. That's honeymoon. That's
honeymoon type stuff.
That's what I said. That's a mom and daddy trip.
Yeah, and the kids are just there. I mean, what? They ain't going to remember that. That's crazy.
I don't know. I wish they was back together, though. I really, really wish they were back together. I like them together.
Well, I mean, according to her, I guess she's ready to move on, and I hope she's true about it, because all that back and forth, that got to get on your nerves.
Yeah, it does. It does.
What else
happened?
I feel
sorry for. Girl, I don't know.
What else
is going on? That was it, pretty much, with
Tamar. Well, and your girl, I guess, what's her name? Diamond, her mom showed up.
Oh, yeah.
Told old boy to leave her alone, and he's still going to fight for her and all this stuff. So
That was an awkward situation right there.
Very awkward, because, I mean,
you know
that
Daryl Strawberry's daughter, right?
Yeah, Daryl Strawberry, yeah.
Yeah, that's his daughter. Obviously, him and the mama
situation.
Must not be together.
I don't think they need to be together either.
Yeah.
She need going back to L.A. and just deal with her daughter.
Good. I don't know.
Well,
I know I got
LA.
A little treat for the listeners, but I'm going to hit you up first. I got a little scramble I'm going to put together. I want to see if you can hear. I'm going to give it to you two times. I got a couple of callers on the line that's going to see if they can get it, so... Hold on, here is the scramble.
Come and get with me, shout out, what better to do? He called me, how you doing? Tell him better than you. Yeah, I'm kicked back for four pieces like a Kit Kat. Me hitting if you ain't a dad.
Took out from a child's birthday, I invited, despite it. I show her the up, check when I fall through. All you need to do is defend that lady when I call you. Yeah, I remember that.
I'm gonna get my engineer. You know, she didn't do it like I was. But I know you got at least the first couple, didn't you?
I got three at least. Miss Jackson,
okay, what's the three
Brick House.
Mm-hmm.
The right there over right there from Tingy.
Uh-huh.
I cannot think of the name from T.I. I cannot think of the name of that song.
Hold on. Don't stay right here. I got you still live on the air. Hold on. All right, did you hear the scramble? You on Live with Open Talk, too. Did you hear the scramble?
Yes, I did.
Do you think you can answer, or you want to hear it again?
Oh, yeah, let me hear it again.
Okay, hold on. It wasn't mixed good.
Come and get with me, shout out, what better to do? He called me, ask you how you doing, tell him better than you. Yeah, I'm kicked back with four pieces like a Kit Kat. Me hitting if you ain't a dad.
Took out from a child's birthday, I invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you. Yeah, I remember that.
You think you got it?
I'm gonna give it a shot, Jay-Z.
Okay, come on, let's see what you got.
Jay-Z, Cash Money, Commodore.
Wrong.
Oh well.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Did she say Commodores and who?
Did you say Jay-Z?
Jay-Z. I'll play it one more time, and I'm going to my blast from the past. I'm going to get my little engineer.
Come and get with me, shout out, what better to do? He called me, ask you how you doing, tell him better than you. Yeah, I'm kicked back with four pieces like a Kit Kat. Me hitting if you ain't a dad.
Took out from a child's birthday, I invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you. Yeah, I remember that.
On a nigga like me.
When I take your cat, gave her 300 to strip like mine.
You ain't get him in, Jay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna go to my blast from the past, and then when I come back, I'm gonna have Miss Tankard from Thicker Than Water. Thank you for rolling with me today, MJ.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. All right, going to the blast from the past, and when I come back, going to have Jewel Tankard from Bravo TV. So don't move. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2.
All right. Got blast from the past.
On the show, I have Thicker Than Water, Dr. Jewel Tankard. Hey, Miss Jewels, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good now that you called me.
All right, girl. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. I'm going to get into my questions. I just want to ask you, how is it being on the show? What's the success been like?
I'm sorry, ask me one more time. I'm sorry, I'm going to get a lot of background.
Okay.
One more time. What'd you say,
love? How is it being on the show? What has the success been like for you?
Oh, wow. You know, girl, it's been something else. I mean, I think it's been a real, real blessing.
Oh.
A lot of vulnerability because you have to be willing to, you know, expose. We're all used to, like, putting our best foot forward and
showing
where we're strong and showing where we thrive and how bad we are. But, you know, the real deal is that's not everyday life. We have heart issues,
mm-hmm.
areas. And so I really just had to get comfortable. always be okay, baby.
That's right.
It's okay for it not to be okay. So, but other than that, it's been a real blessing, and I think it's helped a lot of people. One journalist put it like this, you all are perfectly imperfect, and I think it's helped a lot of, you know, families realize that mm-hmm. it's okay not to have it all together, all
that's
the
right.
time.
Well, how do you balance it all? How do you find the balance being the wife, the friend, the author, a businesswoman? How do you find the balance?
The grace of God. And I got a great team, too, of people that just are, you know, to be honest, very, very, very much amazing to work with. They're really, really, really good to work with. And they support me. They help me know where I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be, and you know, that has made a huge, 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 huge difference.
Okay.
And then, of course, my husband is great, my children. And so, you know, just keep them first things first, realizing that without God, you know, I couldn't accomplish anything. And then without a great support team, you know, we got great publicists and great assistants. And really, really, really have come to cherish staff and the team that God has given us, because they, you know, let me know when I get off on a plane sometime. I don't even know where I'm at. Like, where
am I? I know one thing. I love your husband. I love your husband, and I love his spirit. I mean, you can really tell y'all really gel together, and y'all really support each other. I love that about y'all.
Yeah, that's my baby. You know,
I do.
I love him. I love him for a lot of reasons, but he's so, not only is he so down to earth, but he's so teachable and humble, and I've seen him grow and develop leaps and bounds. You know what I mean? I've really seen him continue to change, continue to grow. You know, sometimes when people get a certain age, they get stuck in their ways, can't nobody tell them nothing, but he's just as sweet as he wanted to be. He's just as sweet as he was the first day I met him. I really, really appreciate that about him.
Oh, that's good. I know my husband is definitely stuck in his ways being married for 27 years, but I'm going to move on. Tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, I've got a book out called Millionaire's Lifestyle, and I'm going to be doing another book. You know, I really want to see every woman live their dreams. That's my heart's desire.
Okay.
See women live, and men, but really women, because I feel like a lot of times women get stuck with, you know, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, you know, I'm a, you know, and that's it. But they can be a mom, a wife, and fulfill their dreams. You know, I want them to know how to think for themselves.
Right.
You know, I've talked to so many women, they're like,
right,
you know, I got to ask my husband for everything. And trust me, my husband is my best friend, so I do talk to him about everything, but I still can think for myself. You know what I mean?
And, you know, a lot of the ladies, they look up, a lot of the women, they look up to you guys for, as role models and for that extra push. You know, they look at y'all and they just kind of like, kind of want to follow your footsteps. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's a good thing, though.
Yeah, that's a blessing. You know, I want them to enjoy being alive. I want them to enjoy their husbands, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, submitting to him. But I want them to also have their own strength, their own ideas, their own concepts. And I want them to go after those ideas. And I want them to know that, you know, for the most part, my husband supports me. But sometimes, you know, I might decide I want to go buy a pair of shoes. I want to go buy a car. I don't want to have to ask permission for things that God puts on my heart. I just want to go do it. You know what I mean? Some of that stuff, like, I ask. Some of that stuff, like, you just going to see it when I see it.
Well, what other projects are you working on?
I'm sorry.
What other current projects are you working on besides the second book? Anything else?
I have a lot of things I'm working on. I've got Millionaire's Club.
It's
going to be coming up in March. It's going to be a sweet session. Every Monday, I'll be talking to women. They can tune in live stream from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And that basically is where we empower women to become their best. We help to motivate them, inspire them, and help them to really develop the perseverance and the courage that they need. Because it takes a lot to be an entrepreneur, but in particularly a woman, because so many women deal with mommy guilt, wife guilt, you know, who's going to cook for them if I go after my dreams. And so we really provide that support system. And then I also talk to them about their financial portfolio. Do they have insurance? Do they have retirement money? Do they have precious metals in their retirement? And so we offer financial products that I very much recommend, you know, for them to really get going and get started so that they can, you know, so that they can really, really live their dreams. And so we have a lot of women who started off, maybe not doing anything. I wanted to, you know, start, you know, maybe purchase their first real estate property. I've got a woman now who, you know, started off with just a dream, and now she has her first apartment building. I have women to come in, and now they have, you know, now they actually have a place where, you know, they've opened up homeless shelters.
Wow.
You know, just been able to do all kinds of things. So
okay.
I just like to provide a place where they can actually really begin to live their dream.
Okay. And you
know what?
I'm going to tune in for that. I'm going to definitely have to stay on focus on that one. I'm going to be on that listening live stream.
Absolutely.
Well, the world watched the crying of your honey with your baby leaving the nest, graduating from high school, going to college. I want to know, how does that affect you? Because I feel it.
It was definitely a challenge, but at the same time, I was so excited to have her. To have her go and grow, because I felt like by her being the baby and being up under our wing for so many years, you know, she was definitely sheltered, definitely overprotected, the baby. And so I knew that she needed to grow, and I needed to grow. And the only way that was going to happen for her to get up out of the city. So though it was challenging for me, I just had to trust that the word of God that I put on the inside of her would, you know, that would be the time that everything I put on the inside of her, been put on the inside of her, and, you know, the church and all that she learned over the years, that she would begin to make good decisions for herself, you know.
Well, I'm going to make you laugh real quick. When we were watching it, I had my husband watching the show, and on that part when me and him looked at each other, and we was like, we're not ready for ours to leave the nest.
I'm sorry, say that one more time, hon.
I said to make you laugh real quick, me and my husband, when we watched the show, he was saying, oh, no, I'm not ready for my baby to leave the nest. And we were like, well, she got to go. She got to go. So, I mean, we are really sheltering ours, and we won't let her go. Do what? Well, I don't know what to do.
How old is she?
She's 17 and she just graduated. So, you know, she has scholarships all around Houston, all just everywhere people want her, but we just don't want to let her go.
I know. It's, you know, every child is different. I mean, there may be some children that don't need to go for different reasons, but because ours was overprotected, I know I was overprotected. I ain't going to even play.
I know.
It was time for her. You know, I've also seen sometimes when they stay home too long, they maybe not end up becoming as independent as they need to. So I just feel like for her,
Well, my husband said he was going to quit his job, and he was just going to just go get an apartment near her dorm and just kind of watch her. I'm like, okay.
Well, let me tell you
that's
something.
Funny.
I've been up on campus 3 times. She goes back on this coming Sunday, and I'll be on campus February 5th.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, let me ask you, I know you're out and about and you're busy. The last question I want to ask you, for the women that's trying to be successful, and, you know, what words of wisdom would you share? What advice would you, you know, share to another woman that's trying to be successful like you?
Definitely don't get too busy to make sure you cultivate your relationship with God. That's A. Everybody needs to be in a good, solid church home.
Mm-hmm.
That's my rock. You know what I mean? Period. And then secondly, I would also say that I think it's very, very important that you watch your focus, that you are careful with what you spend your time thinking about and talking about, because a lot of times distractions will come to throw you off of your focus. And a lot of times, the enemy will try to bring every distraction he can to get you off your original assignment and vision. So just because challenges come, problems come, I get to choose what I focus on. And so you need to make sure your focus is on what God has assigned you to, because you can waste a lot of time being distracted about somebody not liking you or somebody not believing you. You don't need them to believe in you. Believe in yourself.
That's true.
And you keep moving, and then you can end up living your dream, and they can talk to you while you're living your dream.
That's true. Well, so, Ms. Jewel, thank you for taking the time to call the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
All righty. Again, this was Jewel Tankard from Thicker Than Water. Definitely check them out. Y'all, let's support the show and have a good one.
All right, y'all. Hope y'all enjoyed the interview. Think I got another caller on the line for the Scramble. How are you calling to listen to the Scramble?
Yeah, I want to listen to the Scramble.
Okay, hold on. Let me give it to you. Yeah, listen carefully.
Come and get with me, shout out, what better to do? He called me, ask you how you doing, tell him better than you. Yeah, I'm kicked back with four pieces like a Kit Kat. Me hitting if you ain't a dad.
Took out for my child's birthday, I invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you. Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Okay, what you think? What you think?
Man, I don't know what the hell. Brick House, Bobby Brown, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift up in there, sir.
It sounds like Taylor Swift. There's a whole bunch of mess up in there.
Oh, Lord. Well, thank you for calling the show, sir.
You're welcome. Listen to Taylor Swift on anyway. The show needs some diversity.
Bye, sir. I am going to give y'all this Scramble. We're going to listen one more time, let y'all hear it, and then I'm out of here.
Come again with me, shout out, what better to do? He called me, ask you how you doing, tell him better than you. Yeah, I'm kicked back with four pieces like a Kit Kat. Me hitting if you ain't a dad.
Took out for my child's birthday, I invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you. Yeah, I remember that.
All right, I'm going to give y'all the Scramble. The first one was T.I. Mediocre. The second one was Miss Jackson by Outkast. Of course, Brick House with the Commodores. You had Migos, Fight Night. And then you had Chingy right there. That's what the Scramble was. And we did it slow for the old timers, so y'all know what it is. So, you know, that's a shame. That's a shame. All right, y'all, thank you again for listening to the show. Remember, we support the independent artists, and I'm looking for my independent artists to submit your MP3 submissions so I can get them on a rotation. Next week, I'll be back same time, same place next Tuesday. Gonna have Bravo TV reality star, fashion queen. Gonna have Derek J up in here, so y'all definitely have to check that interview out. Again, follow me on Twitter at Open Talk 2. Like me at Facebook at Open Talk 2. Again, you got any ideas, anything you want to share, just a word of wisdom, you just want to drop a line, tell me hello, email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. And again, any woman that's around Houston area, you don't have to really be in Houston, but you got to travel. Spring training for the Houston Power football is starting now, so we are looking for good women to play. But you got to have your big panties on to play with the big girls. So www.HoustonPowerFootball.com or just email me at OpenTalk2@yahoo.com and I can get your information to the right place. So I'll put a little a little mix together for you. And I'm going to end with the most famous song that needs to be on the radio station. Going to hit you up with Grind. So y'all have a good one and I'm out of here. Thank you.
You gotta grind. You gotta grind.
Yeah. We got Cindy on the track. Old school track, new school vibe. You did it with this one, Cindy. Let's go.
Listen up, I got something to say. I made it to the top from around the way. It's the story of success without selling drugs. My body or my soul, no claims to thugs. I did it the right way, hard work and dedication. With God by my side, I found the motivation. Now I'm living out my dreams. Yo, this is the life. With the knowledge that I'm kicking, there's no more strife. No more struggling, this issue's for the bird. It's all about the life, just listen to my words. I spit in real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. If you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Verse 2, you can call it a guide. The writers on the wall on how to survive. Let them haters hate, let them see you win. First time it don't pop off, then try it again. You got to seize the opportunity, stay ready at all times. This ain't a bunch of hype, I live these lines. I wrote books on business, now I'm rocking the mic. Speeding game to generations, hope my word takes flight. Nothing's been given, have to earn it all. Now I'm passing down the lesson so my people can bow. I'm spitting real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. Cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta
stay focused in on your mission. Keep them haters out your business. With hard work and dedication, you can get it. Dream big, put the work in with it. Gotta be willing. Achieving on your own too is a hell of a feeling. And me, I'm not the one to tell you hit the block and sell dope. Can't be closed-minded. There's more ways to go and gain dope. It don't make you lame, little homie. To have your own goals. Don't follow the pack. Be a leader and cut your own road. Now, I ain't telling you something that I done heard. I done caught too many cases getting locked up for the birds. You focus on your dream and grind, you get what you deserve. You gotta cry before you walk. You walk, then you can swerve. Big shout out to Cindy, told me come and drop some knowledge. And big shout out to God, because without him I wouldn't prosper. Just trying to motivate the up and come and stop wilding. Dream big, go and grind, cause in the end you have the power.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Sending a shout out to my boy Mo Rock. I see you, baby. Got undisputed PAB on the joint. Making some big moves, doing some big things. Y'all boys better keep up with me.
You gotta grind.